The operating room would look familiar to anyone who's seen an episode of ER. Those hanging sacks of IV fluid, the ventilator's gray accordion-folded airbag rising and falling in its glass casing, the lights shining brightly yet softly on the patient, whose body is blanketed in hospital blue. The operating table is smaller than you've probably seen on TV, and so is the patient, an orange tabby, who's getting a kidney transplant. The needle the surgeon is using is about the size of an eyelash. He sees his work through a microscope suspended above the table. Getting a kidney transplant for your cat is no small matter. Clients of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Veterinary School, where this operation is taking place, expect to pay up to $10,000 for the transplant and several thousand a year afterward for follow-up costs. The university also requires them to adopt the cat who donates the kidney. On top of it all, the procedure doesn't always work. Today, everything seems routine.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, the tabby's blood pressure drops to dangerous levels. Even here, at one of the leading institutions for this procedure in the country, 15% of the cats live less than a year after the operation. In fact, sometimes the cat doesn't manage to make it past the first few days. Several miles away, in the suburb of Middleton, two sleek black cats chase each other around the living room of Abigail and Lynn Christensen. The healthy-looking aggressor of the feline duo had a kidney transplant about a year ago. Abigail, who's a doctor of human medicine, says at first the idea of a transplant for a cat sounded ridiculous, but then they watched their feline friend get sicker and sicker. And they had the money, so they figured, why not trade it for some happiness?
It's really personal choice and where you put your priorities. I don't have an expensive car or an expensive house particularly. I work with people who have SUVs that cost three times what my car costs, and that's probably why we didn't feel so bad doing this. I'd rather have a cat to cuddle with an SUV to drive down the Beltline, but that's also a personal choice.
The choice is obviously more difficult for people who don't have as much money, and kidney transplants are just one of many sophisticated, expensive veterinary techniques available nowadays. So the decisions just keep getting harder. Should Rover get a hip replacement, cataract surgery? Should his cancer be treated with chemo or shockwave therapy? The University of Wisconsin Vet School's Dale Bjorling says more than ever before, pets are treated like cherished members of the family. But Bjorling says sometimes the popularity of expensive medical procedures for pets is driven by something other than love.
When you present these options to people, there is an inherent pressure on them to pursue treatment. And you really have to be careful to avoid the implication that if they choose not to pursue a certain treatment or diagnostic procedure, that they are somehow a bad person.
Guilt is a powerful force, vets say, and one that can clarify or cloud someone's judgment. Other factors in people's decisions are how much they care or don't care about their animal, the age of their pet, and how much length and quality of life the procedure is likely to buy for the animal. Veterinarian Christopher Pagel has seen the whole range of different pet care ethics at his 24-hour animal hospital on one of Madison's arterial highways. At the bottom end of the range, he says, are clients like the people who brought in their sick dog one time.
I pointed out how you could smell the dog's ear infection as soon as I walked in the room, and it was very obvious that the dog was suffering from a massive infection in its ears, and they just had no interest in spending more than $15-$20 on diagnosis and treatment. And then we watched them drive off in their, I think, I can't remember if it was a Lexus or a Mercedes. It was just surprising, disappointing.
But on the other end of the scale, Pagel says there are people who will gladly burn a couple of paychecks just to do whatever their furry friend needs. Sometimes it's hard to look into those big brown eyes and say no, even if you don't have the money. That's why health insurance for pets, already popular in some European countries, is getting more so in the United States. But usually, Pagel says, money isn't the main factor in people's decisions. In fact, sometimes people don't let go, even when they should. Because no matter how much money you spend at the vet, sometimes the problem is your pet is just getting old. In a sense, all the heartbreak of losing a pet is just a function of the sad mathematics of lifespans. We live longer than they do. So sooner or later, just about every human has to let go.
Another 0.8 milligrams of naloxone.
Back in the operating room, after about 4 hours of waiting and hoping, a downhearted operating crew is out of tricks.
Hey, how did you do this?
Despite all the money, all the effort put into saving this cat, today a family experiences a tragic loss. But vets say more and more families are risking the odds, doing whatever they can to give their animals a shot at a healthy, happy, and long life. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.